Ladies and gentlemen, may I have your attention, please?
Attention. 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 Do I have everybody's attention now? Burn it
down! This is the In My House Pro Wrestling Podcast.
Finally!
Scotty Villa brings you your new favorite pro wrestling podcast.
There is nothing you could do that is more dangerous than wrestling CM Punk.
He's got the latest in covering all of the major promotions in professional wrestling.
Austin 316 says I just whipped your ass.
Breaking news and hot topics, he's covering everything from Monday night till Sunday night's main event.
I'm the hottest thing in professional wrestling. I'm Dr. Britt Baker.
And we never forget to go old school.
I was rowdy before rowdy was cool.
From the golden era.
The irresistible force meeting the immovable object.
To the attitude era.
And if you're not done with that, Philly's got two words for ya.
To the revolution.
It's about the 14 years it took me to go from undesirable to un-goddamn-deniable.
And everything in between.
Superkick Hotel!
This is your pro wrestling podcast. This is In My House.
Give me a hell yeah!
Welcome to my...
Welcome everyone to the In My House Pro Wrestling Podcast. We are back. It is Scotty Villa, Monday Night Mike, and UK Tom back for another fun-filled, fantastic week here on In My House Pod. What's going on, fellas?
Wrestling.
Wrestling, wrestling, wrestling.
Man, lately. I'm the new Corey Graves.
I don't know if that's who you want to be right now.
Unemployed?
No, the new one.
Yeah.
Taking his job.
Man, yeah. That kind of came out of nowhere, didn't it? I'm baffled. I'm sure by the time this comes out, there may be some more answers. But as of right now, Tuesday, right before NXT is about to fire up, who knows what's going on with Corey Graves? But according to his brother, it's not a work. So Corey Graves is a very upset WWE employee.
And according to me, he's a dumb fuck. Should have kept his mouth shut.
Yeah. But you can hear more about that on next week's In My House Pro Wrestling Podcast.
Why is that, Mike? What's happening this week?
Because it's me, Monday Night Mike, In My House Pro Wrestling Podcast, 2024 Booker of the Year.
Ooh.
It is time for the In My House Pro Wrestling Podcast year-end awards for 2024. Yay, wrestling!
Very excited about this show.
Excited.
I don't know. Last week I was like, man, we should have done our awards at the end of the year, like early December. But I liked finishing out the year. The Saturday Night Main Event show was coming up, and I didn't want to miss that because who knows what was going to happen there. So yeah, I'm stoked. I'm pumped that we're finally getting to it. Tom, I know you worked on your awards and you had your stuff ready to go for a few weeks now. I've got to admit, mine kind of came together a little bit last minute, but I got her all done.
Well, I got to let you in on a secret.
Ooh, Tom's secret.
I forgot about a category until Monday night Mike texted us about it earlier today.
Oh, right. Oh yeah. Tag team. What a perfect way to start the award show.
I do want to put it out there that these quote unquote awards that we're handing out is based on what we've seen, what we like. Basically, it's we're just giving it out based on our opinion. It has nothing to do with how many matches and championships this guy won. It's just basically we're picking our winners for these awards because those are our fucking winners. If you don't like it, feel free to hit us up on the In My House Pod socials at In My House Pod, and we'll go back and forth. Let us know who you have winning these, but that's how we are handing out our awards here on the show.
Yeah, there are winners because we want them to be.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Exactly. It's all fun. But you had mentioned Tag Team of the Year. Let's start with a hot topic of Tag Team of the Year for 2024.
You mean the category I forgot about?
Yeah.
The category Tom forgot about the category that Monday Night Mike said, oof, how do you even make a tag team of the year? It wasn't a great year for tag team pro wrestling.
Sad for tag team pro wrestling this year. So hopefully 2025 understands that tag teams are still a thing. But congratulations to the Young Bucks. They have swept all of ours. That's right. UK Tom has even collected the Young Bucks.
They have not. They got more chance of me picking you two as tag team of the year than fucking Young Bucks.
Hey, I'm Sean. Love to hear that.
I'm Sean.
Oh, always Sean.
Only because you have the current Sean haircut.
Yeah, exactly. It works. Yeah. It works.
Well, UK Tom, since you forgot. No, you're not going first. Since UK Tom forgot about the award, I want to hear his pick for Tag Team of the Year.
My Tag Team of the Year is Violence is Forever. They have been the GCW Tag Team Champions for 440 days.
Wow.
And were pretty much the only tag team I could fucking think of.
Violence is who?
Violence is Forever. Now, they are a fantastic tag team, as you two will see this weekend.
Yeah,
try it, big GCW weekend for the In My House Pro Wrestling Podcast.
I'm pretty pumped about it. We're getting together. Mike and I will be watching our first GCW show live with UK Tom, a GCW diehard. So the Wendy's will be flowing. It'll be a fun little night.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Well, Scotty V, you were excited.
I was. My initial reaction was, I'm going to go with the Hardy Boys. They had a nice bounce back in TNA. They've been TNA Tag Team Champions after finally leaving AEW and getting out there. But I did some more soul searching, and I'm giving it to the Judgment Day. The year started off.
Handed out awards to fucking losers.
Finn Balor and Damian Priest were tag team champions at the beginning of the year, I believe. Near the end of the year, it was Finn Balor and JD McDonagh. So they had a nice little run back and forth there. There was a bit of a stretch where JD McDonagh and Finn Balor just never defended the tag team titles on TV. But tag team champions of the year from Scotty Villa, the Judgment Day. Mike, what do you got?
What do you guys think?
It's the Young Bucks, isn't it?
It's not. It is Bianca Belair and Jade Cargill.
I like it.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I think it was a great duo, and it definitely helped Jade Cargill. Absolutely. I think if you're talking about memorable tag teams in a year where tag team wrestling is not so memorable, I think that's the one that people should be talking about. Isn't that right, UK Tom?
I think that's a good pick.
I do too. I mean, I'm stoked to see Jade doing well. Because, I mean, in AEW, it felt like she wasn't getting used at all.
Well, we might have seen something else very recently that might indicate that sometimes leaving AEW is a very good thing.
Boy, it turns out the grass isn't greener. It's a nightmare. In AEW. Yeah. Granted, like, there is some AEW presence in my award winners. So it's going to be interesting to move on. But moving on from tag team, we are going to get into, let's pick a, we're not going to go wrestler. We can't do wrestler of the year. You know what? Let's, you know, we're a heel podcast. I like to think we're a heel podcast. Let's do biggest disappointment of the year. What do you think? Do you want to go UK Tom or should I? Because it may be the same.
You go, because I'm interested. I think ours is going to be the same.
I think the biggest disappointment of the year was Jimmy and Jey Uso at WrestleMania 40.
Such a good pick.
Ours is not the same.
Oh, wow. Right. Oh, wow. Yeah. What a perfect match. Build. It's just beautiful. Everything you need to build a perfect WrestleMania match, brother versus brother. It's everything you want in wrestling storytelling, and they just fucked it up. And Scotty said it before on this very pod. Don't blame time. Yeah. Because what you did with the time you had was god awful.
Fucking terrible.
There was a bigger moment taking a spear off the stage.
Yeah.
In night two of WrestleMania. And that involved no time. But yeah, for me, it's hands down Jimmy and Jay at WrestleMania 40.
That's a great pick, what do you got, Tom? Scotty? Oh, you want me to go? Okay.
Oh,
sure. I'll go here. Sorry, I was just having a sip of water and contemplating life. My initial reaction changed because of this. It's an honorable mention. I'm going to make it quick. LA Knight. What a fall.
Ooh, I love disappointments like that. Yeah.
LA Knight just fell off completely. But my disappointment of the year for 2024 is AEW thinking they were going to surprise and shock the world by showing everybody the CM Punk footage from All In. And then it just proved that CM Punk is not a liar. And AEW is sitting there with mud on their face.
You know,
what the fuck were you guys doing?
I could have considered that for best moment of the year. That's great. That's a great pick.
Because when all that happened, did we do an emergency podcast about that?
Yeah.
We did. That they were going to show it. What's going to happen? Mm-hmm. This, and that. And Punk's on Ariel Helwani talking about exactly what happens. And then they show it. And AEW looks dumb as fuck. Disappointment of the year, because it was another dagger in a struggling All Elite Wrestling company. Tom, what do you got?
UK Tom.
Okay, so mine is very different from you two's. Mine isn't necessarily a moment that disappointed me. It's something that's disappointed me throughout the entire year.
Nice.
And that it's not Death Rubber, because I don't acknowledge their existence. It's people don't wrestle enough. We see what somebody wrestle once, and then we see them again in 7 weeks. And I'm fucking done with it. So work on that. That's my biggest disappointment, is just the is how much people wrestle and how much people defend their championships. So it's very different from yours. It's not a specific moment, but I'm fucking done with it. And that was our only negative award. So,
hey, spoiler alert for 2025, people still aren't going to be wrestling enough.
I think that specifically hurts a couple people, specifically in the women's wrestler of the year category.
Yes.
Which will come up later on. But that's such a fun. Should we just go to moment of the year? We'll spin it back and get positive here.
Let's
go to moment of the year. Monday Night Mike, what do you got for moment of the year 2024?
Do you guys think you have an idea?
I don't
know if you will. I think I'm going to be the wild card. My best moment of the year.
I think go I'm ahead. The wild card.
It is. Vince McMahon resigns as chairman of TKO. Huh.
Yes. Great call. Great call.
That is a great call. And you're right. I didn't think of that.
It is without a doubt the final solidifying fact of WWE becoming this new era. It was already in motion. It was already getting there. This was it. This was the full changing of the guard. Bye-bye, Vince. Here's the new WWE. And they've been doing wonders since that happened. So that's my best moment of the year.
That's such a great call. Because you look at WrestleMania last year, WrestleMania 40, when I think Stephanie came out and said, "Welcome to the Paul Levesque era." There's the beginning of it. You could kind of bookmark it. All right, that's truly the beginning. And look what we've gotten since that moment. It's been almost a year. We're going into WrestleMania 41. We've got the Rumble coming up, which looks fucking massive. Saturday Night Main Event is back. Every show is a fucking sellout. So great call on that one. Tom, what do you got for moment of the year?
I think this might surprise some people that this is my moment of the year.
Mm.
And that is Bryan Danielson winning the AEW World Championship in Wembley Stadium.
Love
that. That's a good moment. Yeah, it's a great moment.
Love that.
I know we get criticized a little bit for not covering AEW as much as the Fed, but
do better.
That's yes, do better. But also Bryan Danielson, that moment was just fantastic. The match was great. And Bryan Danielson with a world championship is always happy. It makes me happy. So,
and also, fuck these people. Wait for the awards. Tell me we don't like AEW. You wait. Scotty, what do you got? Best moment of the year.
I don't think this will be much of a surprise, but moment of the year for Scotty V for the Inhouse Pro Wrestling Podcast at WrestleMania 40, where Sami Zayn beat Gunther for the Intercontinental Championship. The moment of the year. The moment of the year is when Cody Rhodes finished his story.
Boom.
As a main event of WrestleMania 40. The greatest moment in WrestleMania history, some are saying. It happened. They are finished the story. Yeah, so many people are saying that. I'm saying it. So many people are saying it. But it finished the story. It was a 2.5 year, a year and a half adventure fighting with Roman. We got the moment. The Rock's mom, or the Cody's mom, came in after the Rock was out of the picture. It was great.
Cody handed
his mom the championship in the ring.
Oh, I don't care about that.
What if I told you WrestleMania 39's non-finishing of the story was way better?
Look, those are in the past. That's
remember
the past.
When this story was supposed to get finished, and then they were just like,
yeah, but look what happened
here. He's a loser.
Look what happened at last year. It wasn't supposed to be Cody at 40 either. The Rock came in to try to ruin it, but the crowd and the fans, like myself, didn't allow that. We didn't allow
the Cody crybabies. The Cody crybabies stepped up
to set up the greatest moment of 2024, if not possibly of all of WrestleMania. Cody Rhodes finished
single-handedly the worst award we've given.
So now, Scott.
No,
that was very nearly my moment of the year.
Oh,
see,
God.
And do you know why it wasn't?
Because
of that 35, that the 35 minutes of bullshit after the match with Triple H and Bruce Pritchard. Fuck off.
If that wasn't on
and
the main
UK
show,
Tom realized you're banned. So that's why he didn't pick it.
If that wasn't on the actual show, I think you would have been fine, and me and you would have been aligned on this. But
probably,
I do enjoy your moment of the year quite a bit. I love Bryan Danielson, and that was a great moment for him.
What do we got next?
Let's dive into the weeds here a little bit. We'll bang out two real quick, in my opinion. Promotion of the year. What do you got for promotion of the year?
WWE.
WWE without a doubt.
Don't even need to talk about that.
Right? No, like anyone who listens to this goddamn podcast has got to know that the Fed was coming on the top.
It was nearly GCW for me. Nearly.
Oh, I would like to see it.
I would like
but you
to
knew
see
it couldn't
too.
Been.
Yeah.
But there's no way you... I mean, I'll find out about GCW this Sunday.
You're not going to like it.
I bet I will.
No, I think, Mike, I think you will. Scott, I don't think you will.
Oh, yeah, that plays.
No, it doesn't. That I'm a fun guy. Hey.
I didn't say that.
Sick.
Hey, it's in New York. No light tubes.
We might have a problem then. Maybe they'll bring out a hockey stick. I don't know. Maybe. Jumping off
the
of promotion.
The Fed was undeniable.
Yeah, WWE was dominant. It destroyed everything in its path. And it has no plans of stopping. Let's go right into kind of the same thing. Booker of the year. Who do you got for Booker of the year, guys?
Triple H. It's Hunter.
I'm going Shawn Michaels. What Shawn has done with NXT to get it back on radars, to get NXT fully back on so many people's radars to the point where they're able to tour again a little bit. Their pay-per-views, their PLEs, whatever you want to call them, they're bringing fans back almost as much back as the black and gold brand back in the day. What Shawn's done in NXT should not be forgotten, should not be undersold. I think he's done a hell of a job. I'm giving him Booker.
You're going to take that. You literally just told us your best moment was Cody's moment at WrestleMania 40, booked by Triple H. And the promotion of the fucking year was WWE.
Cody's moment at WrestleMania 40 was booked by the fans.
It was booked by us. Move on.
Oh my God. Next.
Yeah.
It was booked by us.
You're ruining this award show. I can't wait for the fun fact I drop in this one.
Unbelievable.
If you're wrestler of the year, Sami Zayn, you're off the pot.
Congratulations, Shawn Michaels.
the Heartbreak Kid, changing lives in NXT. It's developmental.
D-Generation X on top.
Yeah, DX on top.
Too sweet, bro. Too sweet. Too sweet. NWO. guys, I think we should go Feud of the Year. Feud of the Year next. We're getting into some heavy bangers. I have a feeling we're all going to be aligned.
I think so too.
I think so.
This year is a year that, just because of life, I didn't have a lot of time to think about, I wonder what Tom or Mike is going to pick for each one. I just had to bang out my stuff and get it ready to go. So I don't know much, but I feel like the next little bit here, we're all going to be pretty aligned. Starting with Feud of the Year.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going CM Punk versus Drew McIntyre.
100%.
As am I.
100%. Like, it was one of the easiest picks I had for the awards. Yes, absolutely. Pepsi Phil and Drew McIntyre, without a doubt.
It started at the Rumble where Punk gets hurt. And they could have, in the past, I imagine, would have just written it off. It's done. It's over. Whatever. They kept it going. While Punk is out hurt, Drew's out trolling Punk on the internet, calling him out. They have their back and forth at WrestleMania that cost Drew the championship that he just won.
That was fantastic.
Fantastic.
It was great. And then to keep it going until Punk is healthy and then put out the banger matches that they gave us.
Man.
And like, it's no secret, if you've listened to this pod since I joined, Drew McIntyre is not my favorite person on the mic, but he bought it to Punk, and he stood his ground with CM Punk, one of the best talkers wrestling has ever seen.
Yeah. It's been a completely turnaround year for Drew.
Yes. I knew this was going to be hands down swept. This one was no question.
Yeah. Fun year. Great feud. This is one where I'm like, this is it. I'm not even thinking of anything else. This is the obvious answer. It lasted pretty much the entire year, right up until October. So, Drew McIntyre,
it was the perfect ending to their feud too. Like, all the way through, this thing was solid.
Yeah. Let's get to another heavy hitter match of the year.
Ooh, this is where I think we're all going to have something different.
It's tough because we're a Fed heavy show as of right now, because again, AEW need to do better. But when you look at the shows that AEW put on with their pay-per-views, Will Ospreay, Brian Danielson, Hangman Adam Page, Swerve Strickland, those guys fucking brought it every single match. So I did spend a little bit of time really looking into this one. Mike, what do you got for match of the year?
Well, you kind of led into it. My match of the year is Will Ospreay versus Brian Danielson at AEW Dynasty.
So good.
Incredible. I didn't watch that entire pay-per-view. I just made it to watch. Like, I have to watch this match, and holy shit. Incredible. Like, I don't think there is a better wrestling match in 2024 than that match.
It's one of those things where you could say that with pretty much every Will Ospreay match that he's really, especially on the pay-per-views. Fuck, man, that guy brings it every single time.
Will's kind of been across the board. Like, he's wrestled people.
Yeah.
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 But yeah, no, it's hands down that Will and Danielson match from Dynasty.
I'm going with CM Punk versus Drew McIntyre. Oh. Hell in the Cell.
Someone was going to pick it. Yeah.
Because it gave us a Cell match that truly was a Cell match. It truly was a cage match. We got blood. We got violence. We've got wrestling. We got hatred between the two guys that had a year-long feud, basically. And it's ending in a Cell where it makes sense. We saw the crazy bumps that those guys took. That bump where Drew went for the Claymore kick, missed, and landed half on the stairs on his lower back. Violent. And we got the blood where it mattered the most, inside a steel cage. I'm trying to think of any other match that we watched relatively at the same time within the same weekend where we weren't all in the group chat going, holy fuck, that match ruled.
This match was it
out of pretty much everything. It was instantly my match of the year. Tom, UK Tom, what do you got for the MILS Pro Wrestling Podcast match of the year for 2024?
Well, this is very interesting. because this is the only award where I changed my answer.
When did you change it?
Just now.
No, about about half an hour after I put my answers in, I was like, no, I'm changing this one.
Oh, okay.
And initially, my answer was Brian Danielson versus Will Ospreay. And it was changed to CM Punk versus Drew McIntyre.
Wow.
Love it.
That's crazy. Yeah. You love to see it.
And the reason for the change is, whilst I agree that Will Ospreay and Brian Danielson was the best wrestling match this year, I prefer Plunder and Blood.
Yeah.
So therefore, for me, including all of the crazy shit I've seen in GCW, there was nothing as violent and as personal as that Hell in a Cell match.
How much a story does, right? Yeah. Like, it really just makes it that much more impactful for everything they do. So yeah, great storytelling really does help a match like that.
And that's why I started laughing when you both answered.
Yeah, perfect.
Oh, that's awesome. Pay-per-view of the year. There's a lot of shows this year, but only one and or three can be pay-per-view of the year on the Amounts Pro Wrestling Podcast Awards. Let's go back to UK, Tom. What do you got for pay-per-view of the year?
Now, I struggled with this because only for the reasoning of, do my GCW shows count as pay-per-views?
Sure.
So you pay for them. You literally pay for them.
Well, anyway, my answer was WrestleMania Night 2.
My answer was also WrestleMania Night 2.
Make it a clean sweep, boys. WrestleMania Night 2.
Yeah. I felt like we had this debate before about, do we just put all of WrestleMania? But I think with the two nights, we started to specify. Yeah. And Night 2 is clearly the show.
And my reason for this is, I don't think I've had as much fun watching a wrestling match as I did when all of the shenanigans started in that main event. When you get the Usos and Cena and Solo, and then you get the Undertaker and the Rock. And
I mean, the card from top to bottom, like, stuff didn't disappoint. Like, you opened with Drew and Seth and it was incredible.
And the cash
in. Punk stuff. Yeah. And the cash in, even the street, Bobby Lashley and the Street Profits.
It was fun.
I guess it wasn't bad.
It was fun.
Like, for what's supposed to fill that spot, I mean, LA Knight and AJ Styles is probably like the weak link.
It was still good.
But I mean, Bayley and Io, I like too, but clearly the shenanigans of that.
The shenanigans got this.
Yeah, for sure. An incredible WrestleMania moment. Like, as much as we clown on Scotty, yeah, like, It was a great way to end WrestleMania weekend.
Until they put Bruce Pritchard in the ring.
Yeah, and then Tom was all pissed off.
Shocking.
Guys, I think we're down to male and female wrestler of the year. Am I correct?
As far as I can tell.
Peek here. Yep.
Yeah, I think we are. Yeah,
here we are.
I think we
here
are.
Here we are.
Let's go male wrestler of the year.
Ooh. Oh.
Let's go male wrestler of the year. The ladies are going to main event here on the Amounts Pod. They've earned it. For me, everyone knows me. Everyone knows who I love. Everyone knows I love stories. I love underdogs from wherever they may be from. My wrestler of the year for 2024... the Scottish psychopath, Drew McIntyre. There was nobody better in WWE last year than Drew McIntyre. He had everything. Great matches with pretty much every opponent he was with. He was amazing on the mic, which is a huge turnaround because, Tom, you were never a fan. I listened to Busted Open each and every day. The host, Dave LaGreca, hated Drew McIntyre on the mic in the past. Thought he was boring, dull. Didn't believe anything he was saying. It's a complete 180 now. Drew McIntyre trolling on the internet.
Hilarious.
It's always funny. It's always hilarious. It's always vicious, but it always fits within the story.
Yes.
And then every match that guy has, and he was a world champion. He finally got the championship, and it was taken away within minutes. Within minutes, which leads to another feud, which was amazing. To now what we're getting at the end of the year, where he's going after anybody that was associated with the Bloodline, much like a Kevin Owens. Drew McIntyre, breakout star of the year. I know he's a full-blown veteran. Breakout star of the year, whatever you want to call him, is my pro wrestler of the year for 2024.
Didn't see it coming. UK Tom.
Now, he didn't see that coming. I don't think you'll see mine either.
Oh.
My 2024 Men's Wrestler of the Year is Bryan Danielson.
Wow. Great call. Love that.
I mean, it's Bryan Danielson, so that guy can never have a bad match anyway. But 2024, for what he stepped it up and had a banger with pretty much everybody he got in the ring with, including 60-something-year-old Blue Panther in Arena Mexico, which was incredible. For me, there was nobody came close to Bryan Danielson in 2024.
Great pick. Great pick. That heads up to you, Monday Night Mike. What do you got?
I need to say I'm shocked, but we're all split. All of us have a different pick.
Love that.
My selection for Male Wrestler of the Year.
It's Jey Uso.
Yeet.
My wrestler of the year is Will Ospreay.
Awesome.
If you want to talk about a person who had nothing but bangers every time he got in the ring, it was Will Ospreay.
I can't argue.
Like the stuff like Ospreay Pack, Ospreay Danielson, Ospreay MJF.
Yes.
Like his matches with Kyle Fletcher. He's done stuff this year, and all of it very high level and incredible. Like, it's without a doubt in ring work, which is weird for my male and female wrestlers, but in ring work speaks volumes. And sure, like, I also am not the biggest Will Ospreay fan on the mic, even though the internet blew up for a bit when, you know, they're like, he can talk now. I'm like, no, he can't. It's still a bad promo. But the reasons we loved Kenny Omega before AEW started is the reason people love Will Ospreay.
Yeah.
Like, it really is the truth. Like, he is an incredible talent who I think right now made the decision to be in a place where he could look like this. Do I think he should have went to the Fed? Yeah. Do I think that door is opening for more talents like an Ospreay to move over to the Fed? Yeah, I think that's going to be a nice push moving forward. But yeah, there's without a doubt, in terms of quality wrestling matches, it's got to go to Will Ospreay.
Great call.
You mentioned Kyle Fletcher, and that gave me an idea for a potential award we should maybe think about for next year. And that's the One to Watch award.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Because if it was a thing this year, for me, it would be Kyle Fletcher.
I thought you were going to go best transition from long boy tights to trunks, because Kyle Fletcher would have won that last year too. Great job.
That's true. Tight, that's
tight,
true.
Tight package. Everything's great.
Got the whole thought of that one. I mean, I could say Takeshita in that if that yes. was an award, but yeah, I like that idea for an award.
I'm going to add it to my list to watch. Now.
Yeah.
Write it down now. Great call. Let's wrap it up here, boys. Female Wrestler of the Year for the In My House Pro Wrestling Podcast. Mike?
I was between two, actually.
Yeah?
I know who yours is.
I mean, it's without a doubt. It's Mommy's Always on Top. It's Rhea Ripley is definitely my Female Wrestler of the Year. But Timeless Toni Storm really had me going back and forth between the two. But Rhea, I think, is now, like, that's the face of not only just the women's division in WWE, but WWE.
Rhea and her six matches.
Sure. Yeah, that's right. That's what six matches can do in the Fed.
That's what led me to picking Toni Storm as my women's wrestler. Mm. Rhea didn't work enough. And we addressed it a little bit earlier in the pod here. Rhea was not working a lot. And I think that was just mostly creative, just not having her work a lot on TV because the storylines of the Judgment Day and was so hot at the time. So I'm going Toni Storm. Her work last year was phenomenal. Her work so far this year has been phenomenal. So it'll be fun to watch. But Tom, what do you got?
2 years in a row, my female wrestler of the year is Masha Slamovic.
Nice.
I couldn't give it to Rhea because she didn't wrestle. I couldn't give it to Nia Jax and still be taken seriously. It's got to be Masha. I haven't seen anybody wrestle like she has, including a lot of the guys.
She can go. She can go. I considered Jordan Grace for a really close.
Yeah,
second.
So did I.
Yeah. So, but there you go.
I'd like to take a quick moment. Quick round of applause for no awards being given to Cody individually and or Sami Zayn. Great job. It's excellent job. Good work in my house. Pro Wrestling Podcast Awards. Great job.
The award show has been brought to you by Cody Rhodes, the American Nightmare, World Heavyweight Champion, and the Gunther, defeated Gunther at WrestleMania 40, Sami Zayn.
Now, I also realized whilst we were recording this that I was supposed to announce the winner of the pop quiz about 6 weeks ago, and I never did.
We got time.
Scotty.
We'll sneak it in.
It was Scotty.
Mike, with a grand score of 3 points.
Exactly. I'm too busy being Booker of the Year. And no one gives a shit about pop quiz.
And Scotty, you got 10.
Yeah, double digits, bitch.
You know what? This year, I will be giving the pop quiz questions.
You want my questions? Because I still got about 60.
Oh, no. No, no, no. For these two, their wrestling knowledge knows no bounds. I will be asking the questions this year.
I like that. I'm good with that. Yeah. I'm good with that. But Tom.
And I will also be Booker of the Year in 2025.
Oh, fuck. We'll see. We'll see. No, Tom, no. Don't do that. Don't say that. Don't do that. Tom, just because Mike is now taking over MC duties of the Tom Pop Quiz, whatever we're going to call it, don't you hide those questions. I still want them. I still want them.
Oh, you'll get them.
Oh, I can't wait for you to give them to me. It'll be so good.
Oh my god.
I want those questions so bad.
Well, guys, this was fun. I've been looking forward to this all week. We had the Netflix debut with Raw last week. This week is a fun show. We'll get back to the wrestling talk next week. And we mean the Fed. We'll get back to that next week.
And, GCW.
Yeah. And we're gonna review GCW next week on next week's pod.
Oof.
So, also on Thursday, Regina wrestling fans, come to the Owl because CWE here.
Yes.
Which we didn't know till the last minute. So.
Exactly. But CWE is in Regina where we host and live our shows. So if you're in the area, tickets are very limited.
So yes.
Get there quickly. Go buy your tickets. But CWE back in the Queen City. Ringside Wrestling had a great show last weekend. They're back again the first weekend of February. So go out and support local wrestling wherever you are. Guys, we are out of time. For UK Tom, Monday Night Mike, I am Scotty Villa. This has been the In My House Pro Wrestling Podcast. Welcome to my house. Play that music too loud. Show me what you do now. We don't have to go out. Welcome to my house. Welcome to my house. It's my house. Yowie wowie.